Robin Philip Simon.
Well, this is such a privilege to be here at number 7, and we are over the moon. Thank you to our amazing team. Many of you are here today because, as Paul and Claire said, and everybody that comes across the stage, this is a team effort. I would never have believed in my wildest dreams 13 years ago that I would be here today, surrounded by people who really care about our future. And our lives have changed really just massively in the last 12 years, 13 years. And I'll just very quickly tell you my story, and some of you may relate to it. I'm a very busy career woman in sales, background in sales and recruitment and marketing. And I loved my job, but what I found as the years went by is that I actually missed my children growing up. Some of you will have kids, I'm sure. And suddenly, I was 10 years older than I had been. Mm. It was like, when did that 10 years go? Robert was in a stressful career. I came to a point in life and I thought, there must be more than getting up and fighting the traffic every day on the M4 and hitting the tarmac. And when I looked at this business and thought, I can do this if I put some effort in, what else was there out there? Because I had the T-shirt for trying everything. I realised straight away that this was a business that we could do and we could do together. I saw it and I believed it. I didn't understand the marketing plan, but it didn't matter. That came later. And the rest, as they say, is history. But the big difference for me, and what I'd like to share with you today, is that I took massive activity from day one. We lived in a small village. Half the village was doing forever at the time, the 5 of us. And I had just come back from living in America, so didn't really know anybody. But I was absolutely determined to make this work. And I really sort of rolled up my sleeves and got to work. So my advice to all of you is don't hang around, because this company is moving at such a pace. It is so incredibly exciting this year and last year that if you don't get into action, you're going to get left behind. Because there are two types of people, those that jump to it and those that stand on the sidelines and wait to be told. So take massive activity and go out every single day to build your business. And the result of that was, even though I didn't know what I was doing straight away, I built a team quickly, showed them how to do that, with, of course, fantastic help from our amazing upline, John and Jane. Thank you so much for helping us change our lives. So I'm going to pass over to Robert now.
Good afternoon, everybody. My background's in the computer industry, typical corporate stressful job. Long hours, lots of politics. Didn't see the kids growing up, didn't see anything of my life. And certainly, I spent more time with my boss than I did with her, and he was nowhere near as attractive. Something wrong with that picture. Philippa rescued me from that rather sad point in my life. I thought I was doing well, but when she rescued me, I found I was in a much better space, and I'm really glad she did that small thing for me, which turned out to be the best thing ever, really. Thank you to our team as well. And we were asked to talk a little bit about activity and taking action. And I think the thing that I would like to add to what Philippa said is that if you're looking for a result, then certainly you'll need to take some activity. And certainly if you make some activity, if you take some action, you will get a result. Whether it's the result you're looking for or not, it's another issue. So on activity, what I would suggest you say at home is to think about what you're doing in your busy life. Sometimes when we start this business, it's alongside some other very serious commitments, whether that is a full-time job or a family. So be sure to focus on the activity that will produce the results that you're looking for. Look at the basics. Using the products, doing some retail, building a team and helping them to do the same. Attending the necessary trainings and working with your upline so you have a very clear idea of the results that you're reaching for. And you can do just the right activity. How much? Well, how long's a piece of string? You just need to do enough to get the result that you're looking for. Wish you all success.